This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, he had heart surgery last night. On air with us. If you're not a TV viewer, you can see Larry at Infowars.com/show or some TV stations around the country and cable systems to pick up the show. They asked me, Nightline asked me, if this stuff all comes out and you're wrong, will you feel guilty? And I said, I know I'm right. I've read the Globalist own documents. But I said, yeah, I would feel guilty. But I was asked once by a talk show host, you know, if you're wrong about 9/11 and the government at least letting it happen, you know, you're going to be ashamed before God. And I said, FBI just went public. We know they stood down. They were ordered to. And that's what's so frustrating is we have a responsibility to tell people the truth about all this. And it just gets crazier and weirder as we go down this road. And Larry Nichols is our guest. You know, before this man can rest, he obviously wants to expose what the Clintons are doing, what they're up to. But, you know, I know that the new head of his campaign obviously listens to the show some. I know Trump sees clips of the show, and, you know, occasionally I can talk to Trump. But he's got a lot. I mean, Trump, you know, quite a few of the media has pointed it out. I tell him one thing about election fraud and a few other things. It comes out word for word a few days later, talks about it. The media makes a big spin out of that. I think that's a badge of courage. So he's a smart guy. He's listening. He's definitely for real. That's why they're so scared of him. But you see, the few minutes we have left, then, what do you want to say to Donald Trump if I can get this clip to him, Larry Nichols?
Look, all I want from Donald Trump, I want no money. I want no recognition. He doesn't even admit to anybody. But he needs to know, Alex, what the Clintons are going to do before they do it. He needs to get ahead of them instead of being the recipient of all of this stuff. The only way you're going to shut down a media, Mr. Trump, the only way you're going to shut down this media whacking you every day is you got to get ahead of it. You got to take the Clintons out of the game. If you say what they're going to do before they do it, Mr. Trump, then they can't do it. They can't do it. I can help you with that. Look, that's all I can do. That's all I can do.
Well, give some examples of what their next. Give some examples of what their next. What are they going to do next? I mean, give Trump an example.
Number one, right now, they're starting right now to get ready for the debates, Alex. And they're doing everything they can to make Hillary look like the poor woman that's going to be.
So how does he counter her? I mean, does he say, look at you playing the part of a poor little sad woman, but you went to Libya and destabilized that and put ISIS in control? I mean, how does he counter something like that?
Well, if I told on this air, you wouldn't be able to do that. But I can assure you, you can use your imagination if you knew that's what she was setting up, right? If you knew, Alex, that's what she was setting up. There are some dirty little nasty things that can be done. And if you're going to play by Marcus Queensberry rules, get out of the gate. Get out of the gate. You're going to learn to fight the Clintons. You better learn to fight the Clintons like they fight. There are things you can do.
Oh, tell us right now. Go ahead.
Well, first off, the first thing I'd do is I'd start telling everybody, gosh, I feel so sorry for Hillary being so sick that she's having to sit down. That just really breaks my heart. I mean, play into it now.
Play into it. Be a big old sweetie pie.
You play into it now. What on earth would she say? What would she say, Alex? Think about it. If Donald Trump started right now saying, hey, listen, everybody shut up about Hillary being sick. My God, that woman, look how brave she is for fighting through the illness. And I mean, you know, I can't believe people would be mocking her medical condition. I mean, get after it now. What on earth would Hillary say, Alex? Wouldn't that be the bomb of bombs against her?
Before they start telling him to apologize for it. Just go, hey, my supporters doing this, don't you dare.
Yeah, you bet.
Hey, FDR was in a wheelchair, whatever brain surgery she had, let's, you know.
Now, let me ask you this. If he started that now, how could they use that in a moment against him in the debate?
Like Larry, let's do this. Let's set you up if you can do it, say Sunday or Monday, for 30 minutes just on what you would advise Trump to do what Larry, what, you know, what the Clinton insider tell, you know, warns Trump of. Let's do that. Thank you so much, Larry Nichols. God bless you. We'll be back with Dr. Steve Pachenik and more news.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Up on InfoWars.com. It's at StevePachinik.com as well. He wrote it. He says that Manafort is a good choice because Manafort will let Trump be Trump. Or he's saying that Bannon will be a good choice because he will let Trump be Trump. So many campaign managers are thinking about Corey Lewandowski. But Dr. Steve Pachenik joins us. He's written an article that's at stevepachenik.com. It's on InfoWars.com, dealing with the fact that Paul Manafort is out and Stephen Bannon in, the head of Breitbart News, also part of a major conservative organization that investigates corruption in the government. It was a few months ago, I forget which interview, that Dr. Steve Pachenik talked about the fact that it'd be a good idea to basically take Paul Manafort out as the lead campaign individual. And he didn't really elaborate on that other than saying that somebody else would let Trump be Trump. Now, of course, Dr. Steve Pachinik is a best-selling author, wrote a bunch of books with Tom Clancy. And the reason he was the main advisor to Clancy was because he ran psychological warfare for the State Department, worked in different agencies and clandestine areas, was involved in propping up governments, overthrowing governments, you name it. A lot of the conversations we end up having here on air caused Justice Department probes and subpoenas and court cases. I mean, that this is real stuff. This is not child's play here on air. So stevepachinik.com is the website. I also want to talk to Dr. Pachinik some today about report, U.S. moving nukes closer to Ukraine, out of Turkey, that surrounded military base that supposedly has the nukes there in Turkey, the different geopolitical realignments that are taking place, Putin coming out and openly saying that the gloves are off in Ukraine because of paramilitary forces killing Russian forces in the Crimea and up on the Russian border. Kiev has turned to terrorism, Putin on foiled sabotage plot in Crimea. And, of course, we also have all the other news unfolding in campaign 2016. Dr. Pachinik, where should we start?
Let's start with, I appreciate coming on again. A couple of months ago, many of your listeners asked me, how was I able to predict that Manafort wouldn't be the right person for Trump? And I think it's important for your listeners to understand something you and I have known for a very long time. Number one, I don't read tea leaves. Number two, I have nothing personally against Manafort. And number three, one of the things that I do in my particular business of understanding psychodynamics or dynamics, not all psychiatrists can understand it or predict it. It's called anticipatory intelligence. It's to anticipate what happens when you have a personality structure like Mr. Trump. The media, the left-wing media, says he's unstable, he's destabilized, all that nonsense. From my point of view, and I think from Alex's point of view and Roger Stone and others and Corey Landowski, this was the force that we needed to bring to the forefront in order to articulate our discontent. Whether he knows the policies, whether he's been in bankruptcy, whether his businesses make millions or billions is totally irrelevant.
He's a figurehead for populism against globalism.
Correct. He's not only a figurehead, he is the persona, literally, of our discontent over 14 years. And that has been the paramount issue. In that discontent, he kept on going forward, and knocking out 16 Republicans. What in fact happened is, thanks to Alex, thanks to the audience, thanks to Trump, we were able to eviscerate the Republican Party, or what we call the old rhinos. Instead, we really have a new party. I don't know what the name is. I don't care if we have a name, but it really is a form of Trumpism. As Bernie Sanders was for the left, and Sanderism still remains in the discontent in the Democratic Party, Trumpism has a voice of its own.
Isn't Trumpism really the return of American nationalism and free market renaissance?
Yes. It's also a very, yes, Alex. And in fact, it's even a little bit more than that. Trumpism is the articulation of the grievances and the corruption that we see. And he was willing to go right up front and say, Hillary is corrupt, Comey is corrupt, and pick those who are also able to resonate and who are serious people. So when I said that Manafort was not the right person, Manafort was known as the man of the party. He received all kinds of millions in working with other...
No, you didn't like the choice from the beginning. You were really concerned on air.
I said it was the wrong choice. I said it's the wrong person. It's a person who would repress and suppress Trump's dynamics. The one I liked was Corey Landowski because he understood what Trump was about. He said it very succinctly, let Trump be Trump. And even Trump said it repeatedly. But when a man like Trump gets cornered and he feels that he's being controlled, he will either make mistakes that he normally wouldn't make or he would begin to get very resentful. And that's what I predicted would happen. And he in turn became realigned and resurrected, so to speak, and said, I've had enough. I got to get rid of all these people. I don't want to pivot. I don't need to pivot. And whether he hears our station or not, people like myself, people like General Flynn, Mike Flynn, who I knew, and others, and Roger Ailes, whom I've worked with on the Bush campaign, came in to make him become what he always was.
I was about to say, I think this tripling down to go brass knuckles is the way to go to supercharge the populism. That's what brought him to where he is. And we see hysterical fits now by the controlled press with their dwindling audiences. They're putting out fake polls, you name it. What is your gut, but also just your political gravitas, tell you about what we're facing, what dirty tricks they may pull?
Well, they're going to be pulling every dirty trick in the book. Number one, they will create the third party with Dr. Jill Stein to siphon off some of the discontent on the
Johnson
liberal side, but really come back in. They'll create the party again of the libertarians to siphon it off. So we have a Nader phenomenon in that whole Bush Gore campaign.
2000, yeah.
Then they will hit Trump with the ads that you've seen that he's not stable. He's not more mentally capable of handling. And then you see the old ads that he has to be responsible for the nuclear bomb, and then they juxtapose it. That's not going to work. That's old Hillary.
Sure, they're going to 1964 stuff, Barry Goldwater with a girl picking the daisy and the nuke going off.
Correct. And the biggest mistake, and I had been actually the legacy of it, a 2000 psychiatrist called Barry Water crazy. And in subsequent to that, I had stated to the American Psychiatric Association publicly that Bush Sr. had a medical problem. He could not run again for the presidency because he was vomiting. And in turn, I left the American Psychiatric. So you can see how the different establishment organizations, Council on Foreign Relations, American Psychiatric, the American Medical, all come down to maintain a certain repressive code of conduct that's consistent with their policy, not consistent with the American character or nature. But that's what happened.
Well, Dr. Pacific, I agree with you. So let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Who are the different power structures now? The patriots, the free market folks, what's left of the military versus what?
It's interesting, Alex. In a way, what's been happening, and I know you don't like it when I compliment you and your audience, but in effect, what I've been saying for years on the radio as a result of 2014, as a result of the Internet, as a result of your audience being able to cut into every narrative where it was nonsense, we have had a devolution of power. In other words,
back to the states, back to the people, the media is falling apart, all the real metrics. I want to get into that, but let me ask this question then. After that, then why is the power structure trying to prop up a corpse like Hillary? Go ahead.
Well, you can't prop up the corpse. That corpse, one way or the other, will not sustain itself. If, in fact, she gets through the debates, she will not be able to physically or mentally serve the term in the presidency. The Secret Service knows that. Those physicians who've treated her, I know that. And, in fact, what she has done is to appoint her surrogate, Tim Kaine, from Virginia, who's totally a Democratic operative or a political hack, who's had ostensibly experience as a congressman, a governor, and a senator. I have nothing against him, but I have nothing that would laud him. And in turn, she appointed another Senator Salazar. So what you have is a repetition of a stay-it-corrupt system through the Democratic Party.
So the fact that they would put her forward despite all this shows their arrogance or their disconnection or their dottiness?
It shows the fact that the system is so entrenched and it is so corrupt that if you were to unwind the Clinton Foundation, you would probably eliminate three quarters of this administration.
Sure. Do you have any intel or what's your view on what WikiLeaks says they have that will bring Hillary down?
Well, there are certain things that will bring it down. I mean, James Comey, for example, was part of Hogan and Hartson, the director of the FBI. And Hogan and Hartson, which is a famous law firm, Sandy Berger was a lawyer, Loretta Lynch was a lawyer, and the chief of staff for Hillary was a lawyer, Cheryl Mills. All of them conspired in subsequent cases. Let me tell you this, and I think he may be leaking it. One, Sandy Berger committed a felony when he stole the classified paper. He came underneath the director of the FBI, Comey. Comey let him off on a misdemeanor. Petraeus, two felonies, came off on a misdemeanor. Hogan and Hartson had created the company called MDX Logistics in Denver. They did the patent.
We've got a break, Dr. Majinnik. Come back and explain the inside baseball and what's going on. But undoubtedly the most epic time in American history, in world history. We're getting into Russia. What does all the military drills mean? Putin threatening military action in Ukraine.
You know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
There's a reason InfoWars is getting exponentially more popular. Hard to believe, but it's true. 28 million people, one way or another, every week, tune in or watch the broadcast. And then you've got all the millions and millions that read the news articles just on our site. Not to mention where they're copied everywhere, where other talk show hosts read the information but don't give us credit. But I love that. I don't care. I love changing the narrative back to basic common sense. But I tell you, you look at mainstream media, they're a bunch of regurgitating puppets. And written across all of this is major crisis. But the good news is there are a lot of people that are awake. So Dr. Petrunic, you got cut off by the break. You were getting us some really important information. Please continue.
Well, the point is that, in effect, what happens, what we have in this new debate coming up, which will be quite interesting, is you have three powerful forces walking, coming in on Trump. You have Brannon, you have Mike Flynn, and you have Trump himself and Roger Ailes, who has, he and I have worked together on 41, his campaign. And I can assure you that Roger understands strategy and tactics, both in media and a campaign. In contrast to that, you have Hillary Clinton, who will perform accordingly. In other words, she sounds very bright. She sounds articulate, except a lot of the assumptions are wrong. A lot of the statements will be lies, and a lot of the accomplishments would have been non-existent. And at the same time, she will have to ward off an amazing amount of physical and mental fatigue, which will put a major strain on her. And that's one of the issues that the Democrats have to worry about her. And that's one of the issues that Trump and Roger Ailes and Brannon have to look at and know how to utilize that in terms of a debate that will stretch over a few hours and a few weeks, because this is not going to be a knockout punch. This is not something where you come in and, you know, I heard your former guest and I thought that was a very clever idea, talking about Hillary and explaining, yes, she's sick, and not addressing it subsequently. But usually what happens in these kind of debates is that each one will test the other out, almost like a boxing ring. And you can see Trump very much, I consider him like a Cassius Clay, moving around about, you know, throwing in a few jabs here and there. And Hillary pretty much going on schedule and on form, talking about the non-existent accomplishments that she made, all of which he may or may not address per item. She did nothing when she was Secretary of State. She did go to war in Libya. She had the Benghazi episode. We know all that. As a senator, she not only did nothing, accomplished absolutely nothing, but she lost 25% of jobs in New York State when, in fact, she promised that New York State would have 200,000 jobs. So the factual parts would come out in different ways. The most important part of what's coming out of this former, of this subsequent debate is really the emotional intensity and where the people will ally themselves. Because there's several debates. A knockout in the first round is not always the most effective way to handle it. And when I was involved in debates with Bush Sr. and Bush Jr., you had to calculate that you really have to think about this as three or four rounds, and you have to decide when, in fact, a counterpunch comes in strategically. The fact that you have a consistent puncher here is that you have to hold back.
Sure, but the media is going to announce if she was TKO'd or knocked out completely. They're going to announce that as a victory for her. So I think he really gets up there and just attacks the media, ignores her, and goes, here's a little sad puppet, the little fake foundation minion, the lady that claimed she was like Brian Williams. I wouldn't be nice to her. I'd go total. You want to play the little lady thing? You want to play the little game that you're the victim of the big mean man here? You know, I'd vote for a woman for president in 10 seconds if she wasn't a traitor. I'd hit it with pure brass knuckles and just bring up, you know, you said you were in Serbia or wherever under attack and there's video. It's all a lie. And I would just hit her with the foundation. I'd hit her with everything. I would just hit her and hit her and hit her and say, how dare you create ISIS? How dare you do all this?
Well, you could do that. In effect, what that might do for the audience is turn them off, not because it's correct or it's factually on target, because it's just too much emotionally to absorb. And even though it looks good and it sounds good, in effect,
no, I get it. They want to see a long, like a movie with a court hearing where you only find out who's bad at the end.
Now you got it, Alex. The audience wants to be entertained in the beginning. They want to be let down a little bit. And then for the denouement, for the end of the film, they want a knockout.
But see, and I get what you're saying, and I can do that. I can be Machiavellian. But it seems inherently deceptive. Why not just throw the whole thing aside and say, I'm removing the curtain. You're a little nothing puppet. You're a piece of filth. You know,
and then you'd have to walk off the stage.
You'd have to walk off the stage, yeah.
You'd have to walk. That's what you did, Alex, with that British guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just say the whole thing's fake, and I got some foreign agent trying to disarm me. Screw you, you're an agent. This, but listen, you're probably right. You should do the whole nuance deal. I just, the media will spin that.
On the march,
we'll be back with Steve Pacini.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you 5 or 6 soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are 81 days out from the general election. Everybody can feel the tension in the air. You can cut it with a knife. I really try to figure out how stuff works. I mean, I really do try to talk to all the different experts, nice people I agree with, and study history and study different elites and try to figure out where we're going. And I see a lot of delusion by the technocrats and people. They're too busy thinking about some new Elysium, Mount Olympus, they're going to live forever. And I'm not the one saying that. That's the, you know, really rich people are just kind of like, manage the scum for us while we fly around on our jumbo jets. And you know, the head of Google makes his girlfriends wear hoods over their heads so no one can see them because he wants privacy. But then he says, you shouldn't expect privacy. And it's just they don't have fundamental decency, these elites, that what they do to us ends up coming back on them. The first presidential debate is September 26th, so those are close in. Hillary wants them limited. She only wants 3. She wants them in low ratings periods. How does Donald Trump, the words transcend, get around, circumnavigate, that the media is going to, he gives great speeches, they just ignore it and play little side clips or him taking questions. How does he get around, though, even if he does have knockouts in these debates? They'll be watched by 20, 30, 40 million people, maybe. Maybe 50 million. Maybe, but still, they're just going to turn it all into some fake controversy. That's why I think the big devastating blow, especially in the first debate, is then he can try to save it if it doesn't work in the second and third, is the way to go. But maybe I'm wrong. It's just at a certain point, calling it all as a fraud, and I think really going after her and saying, we're not going to play this card of you're a woman when you're off bragging about wars and how you're good at killing people and you know and how you're this hero like Brian Williams. I mean, I think savaging her is the way to go. The media is going to say that, oh, it's a big failure. I think he says it ahead of time. Oh, they're going to say that I'm a big failure doing this. No, this is the time for reality to reemerge. I think if he sits there and deftly plays it with her and everything, I think he loses. Now, if he somehow could do it where he gets good punches in every time and slowly roast her, that'd probably be the safest route. I'm not a veteran of campaigns or debates like Steve Pachinik. But what do you think, knowing Roger Ailes, what do you think Roger Ailes, who's been obviously a coup at Fox to kick him out so that Fox won't try to expose a rigged election, what do you think he's advising Trump to do?
I don't know what Roger's going to advise him because I don't want to speak on behalf of Roger. And you know, I've only known him over a limited period of time.
Sure, but I mean, what's your gut knowing Roger? I mean, what do you...
Oh. Well, he's a very practical, no-nonsense man who understands when you attack and when you don't. And he understands the power of that single blow. For example, you know, when we were talking about Bush Sr. and we were, he was at 20 points or 15 points behind Dukakis, if one could even imagine that. We had to get Bush Sr. out in front, and we had to keep Dukakis in, literally, physically, in Massachusetts. So the issue of, and I think he brought it up, or one of the others, and James Baker was there, and you had very rational men, and we talked about the fact that we needed a product that would force the candidate, in this case, Dukakis, to remain in Massachusetts while we literally physically swung out Bush Sr., 41. And that case was the Willie Horton case, and that came out. And it created exactly what we thought. And, you know, in every debate, I've always gotten a call from the opposition asking me just to meet me. I think they wanted to know what exactly I said. And that was similarly the case. I won't identify who called me, but it was a friend of Roger Ailes, and she worked for Dukakis, and she's a lovely lawyer and lady from the West Coast, and she wanted to know why this strategy was developed. In the same way, another strategy that was developed where with 43, who in terms of his dynamic, Bush Jr., in terms of Al Gore, Gore was a far more intellectual individual than Bush Jr., and it wasn't that he was smarter or stupid, it was simply that Gore liked to articulate and talk a lot, and so what we did was to take Bush's weakness, make it into a strength, which was his paucity of response. And he didn't say very much, and he didn't have to retort very much. He just talked about God, country, and whatever. And instead, we had Al Gore, his strength, we turned it into a weakness. And that weakness was his inability to control his verbosity. And literally, he kept talking and talking. And that basic strategy worked. And when it was over, one of the Gore's campaign manager wanted to have lunch with me. But I really understood what they were looking for. In a similar way, Roger will understand how to transform Trump's weakness into a strength and Hillary's strength into a weakness.
Okay, so if you were advising Trump, Steve Pachinik, coming up, you know, former head of psychological warfare of the State Department, a guy that's overthrown governments and installed governments, so you know what you're talking about, what would you advise Trump to do in these debates? I mean, I know it's a gestalt. I know if we get all technical, you'd have to think it all out, but what are the basics?
Well, number one, the basics is this is not a one-round match. I mean, you and I differ on that, and that's fine.
No. I'm not saying my plan is
death blow. Let's talk about it. Number two, a lot of this will not often be decided in debate. You have two very valuable allies there. Three. You have, I don't know Brandon, but I have a pretty good sense of Flynn. I've met him. And you have Roger Ailes. And if you flank them out around Hillary and you get into the news media far faster than the Clinton team does, and you're able to basically create a narrative, then you're setting up a situation where it's going to be very hard for Hillary not to be blocked. And in fact, you have to block her emotionally, intellectually, and in terms of timing. And that gets into specifics. Hillary is a plotter. She is literally, she'll continue to just spout out what she needs to say and watch.
Yeah, she's like a robot. She's like a robot, so use that against her.
Well, that's correct.
But maybe Trump makes a joke when she does something particularly robotic and goes, thank you for that info. That was good. Danger,
well,
Will Robinson.
Really. Yeah. With all due respect, I always have to respect my adversaries. And in this case, I have a lot of respect how to handle her, because she will be prepared for these eruptions of statements. And I'm sure that she has some good strategists or tacticians. I'm not sure, but I assume so. But the reality is Hillary has to worry about Bill Clinton. She has to worry about her team. And then she has to worry about the fact that her whole life, you see, psychologically, she's carrying a lot more of a burden than Trump is. Trump made a decision about a year ago, and it was a spontaneous decision, saying, I want to give up part of my life to serve the country. For Hillary, this was inbred, and this has been part of her gestalt and genetics and emotion since the time that she was a kid.
And so will there be subconscious self-sabotage going on?
Yeah, you got it. There's a lot of elements here where she can be highly self-destructive, where she was. She was self-destructive in the email. She was self-destructive in Haiti. She was self-destructive on a trip.
And that's why we don't want her as president. Why is she so damn reckless?
Well, that's a good question, Alex. The reason she's reckless is in part not because she's stupid, but because she's so eager to do what she thinks is right and has a coterie of actually sycophants.
Yes, ma'am.
In all fairness to her, Trump got rid of that. What Trump wanted was a reality tester on every level, and not only a reality tester, but people who could literally argue against each other. With Hillary, it's been a history of the lowest and poorest quality.
Well, what about this psychology? And I don't want to get too deep in this because I'm going to give the media fodder. But in a way, it's kind of a positive thing. What does it say for Trump's bona fides? And I know for a fact he has picked up on my warnings, my info, word for word.
Well, yeah, he has. But Trump will be Trump. In other words, he wrote the book of The Art of the Deal. And understanding that, he understands that there's a beginning.
Sure, but what does it say about his psychology to listen to somebody like me?
Oh, because, well, it's the same reason my psychology. You resonate emotionally and in a narrative.
Well, that's what he said. He said, that's exactly what you just said. That's Quest Wild. He's a really smart guy.
Well, but that's true, Alex. I've known you for over 14 years, and with all due respect, I don't know anything about Breitbart or any of that alternative media, but I only know Alex Jones. We've been through a lot of fights together in terms of 9/11, and we brought along millions of people along a narrative and an emotion where they began to say, yeah.
That's right, and he's tied into that, and he knows that. He knows.
Of course he knows that. But he has to rely on someone like you and others who can tell the truth. That's why Mike Flynn came forth.
Well, I happen to know for a fact he almost had him as the VP guy, but the party threw a fit. He really admires Flynn. So let's talk about understanding Trump's psychology, what type of person Flynn is.
Well, Flynn, I can't say I know him personally. I've met him, and I've watched what he has done. In a meeting where he brought in all kinds of social scientists, psychologists to expand out military intelligence into an area which it should have been, and it was when I began, but he wanted to bring in psychology, social science into the intelligence field, and he was very effective at doing that. And he was what we call the map guy out of the network. He knew how to find them, fix it, and neutralize the terrorist at a very high his speed along with General McChrystal. The key to him was that he's a go-getter. And he, in that process, like myself and like you and others and Trump, we're gonna shake up the hen house, and we're gonna place a lot of people in an uncomfortable position because he stands out. He says what he says. He made no apologies for revealing what was called, quote, secret information to our allies, Australia and Britain.
And it turns out he was a central leader. Explain how that worked. You told me about it right when it happened, and then other people confirmed it. But that the Pentagon and then Dempsey, the chairman, actually told Obama, we're not going to do air power. We're not going to be the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. Senators then parroted that. And there was and then Obama spun it later, and Hirsch came on about it and talked about the fact, well, yeah, they forced Obama to go, okay, do a dual strategy, because they basically told him, we know you're running ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So then they ran a dual strategy of actually trying to contain it. I mean, that to me is beyond Operation Valkyrie, because it's bloodless, but it's the military actually blocking Obama and Hillary from turning the whole Middle East over to Saudi Arabia and Al-Qaeda. Is that an accurate way to say it?
Yes, it is. It's what you and I have called, and correctly, and I've lauded General Dempsey for it, and Mike Flynn and others. It's called a soft coup. And what we mean by a soft coup is, you know, when we invoke the image of a coup, everybody thinks we have tanks in the streets, or it's like the movie Siege with Bruce Willis and Denzel Washington. No, that's not what happens in a coup. The first coup that I may have been involved with was under Nixon, when in fact Henry Kissinger, I give him the credit, and Schlesinger and Richardson took over the nuclear weapons and the power away from Nixon as he was deteriorating physically and mentally. So that was a transfer of power without the Congress invoking any legislative requirements or in any way informing the public. The most important element that we can do as an American, and Obama understands it as much as I can criticize him, is this one thing is the most important. He must transfer power peacefully to the next officer, be it Trump or Hillary. The reason for that has far more to do with the world perception of America and our financial system, because we are the only country that legally and democratically transfers power very quickly over without any problems.
Sure, sure. Not to interrupt, this is so critical, but it seems like the world's in greater crisis. German banks are in trouble. The situation in Russia is escalating. I don't lionize Russia, but it is a lot of escalation on the west part of Ukraine while we're working with them in Syria. Crystallize that from your perspective, Dr.
Well, Rapinic. What's really happening is Russia's playing. Putin is in serious, serious trouble at home. He has gotten rid of his chief ally, it doesn't matter what his name is, who was his right-hand man, because he knows that there is an impending purge or a counter-coup against Putin. So he's created a new entity above the FSB, which is the old KGB. He's created a new entity above the GRU, which is military intelligence, called the National Guard. Now, that's a fancy way of saying I have private guards.
Praetorian.
We don't have them. So what's happening is he's trying to exert his power at a time when he is not in very great shape. Financially, 20 out of 80 of his governmental units, in other words...
No, I know. Russia's been under massive economic warfare, correct. And he's creating a Praetorian Guard. So that sounds scary to me.
Well, it is for Putin. It isn't scary for us because, number one, Putin will not go to war because we do have alliances, believe it or not, that are far stronger than what Secretary Kerry does. Our generals have a very strong alliance with the Russian soldiers and Russian intelligence going back for decades. So, in effect, what I've always said to you and our audience is our intelligence and our military have their separate relationship, which is devoid of civilian oversight. So our militaries know exactly how much they can go forward and how much they can push.
And we saw a powerful example of that when Obama was told, you know, we're not going to overthrow Syria for Al-Qaeda.
Correct. And that's where General Dempsey and others, I don't want to name them, they back off and they just dispel their own command and control systems. Look, it can't work. At the same time, you have a General Flynn who may get into a confrontation with James Clapper, who's Director of National Intelligence, whom I also admire. And these are two very strong-headed generals, and that's exactly what you want in the military, that is not going to be obsequious to the president of the United States.
You don't want a bunch of yes men.
No. And in fact, what you have is then we have a SINCPAC commander who is, I think, of Japanese origin in the United States, American Japanese, but is a very strong naval admiral and has been a bit very effective working against the Russians around the Paracel and the Spratly Islands.
Sure. So, how does China fit into all this and the pivot?
China is really trying to take advantage of all this. But in the meantime, China has a very serious problem. President Xi is trying to use a concept of Mao Zedong that's outdated. In other words, you can't use old shibboleths and old symbols in order to mobilize young kids. The Chinese are very bright. They're very young and they're very hungry. They're basically going back to Toronto. They're coming to the United States. They want an education. They need a vibrant.
So the Chinese think they're infiltrating us. The truth is the West intellectually can't be beat. They're going to join us.
Well, that's correct. It's not an issue of where they're going to beat us. The problem is China knows right now that economically, internally, it's falling apart. And it doesn't have enough food to supply to the local region. And more importantly, I go back to the issue of water.
So it is a paper tiger.
Well, it's a little bit more than a paper tiger.
Well, stay there. We're going to be right back in the final segment. And then who do we have taking over in the fourth hour? Anthony Gucciardi. I'm Alex Jones talking to Dr. Steve Pachenik. This is real radio, folks. This isn't for dumbed-down idiots.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio67.
Anthony Gucciardi is going to be host of the fourth hour, and there's a lot to cover we haven't gotten to yet. In fact, I'll probably do a little bit of that hour with him. I look at Hillary and the pay-to-play of the State Department in establishing that, and I find it hard to believe that some higher agency group or COG group didn't authorize it, but the more we burrow into it, they didn't. I mean, there's a feeling of invincibility with George Soros and these other characters that they're so tied into the elites that they can get away with murder. But then that adds to the criminality of just doing more and more, thinking you're invincible. Dr. Steve Pachinik, other tidbits, other key points. There's a new story up on InfoWars.com. We have a chart by Wayne Madsen compiled, Clinton Foundation donations linked to State Department favors. It's now coming out that indeed she did this. We always knew this. I had Tosh Plumlee and other CIA contractor whistleblowers on 4 years ago saying, listen, this is what really happened in Benghazi. You were on within a week of the situation saying similar things. So if this was all known then, again, I have to ask about Hillary. For someone that reportedly has bad eyesight and, you know, is scared of things and is just doddering around, it just seems really bold because I'm not on a power trip. I mean, I'm probably a little bit narcissistic. Who isn't? Who's confident? But as I get more power, I get more conservative and more concerned about misusing it. I don't understand the megalomania of, like, you get more power, you get more arrogant. Can you explain that to me as a psychiatrist?
Well, yeah. Basically, what happens is the sense of self, who you are, no longer becomes real. And what you assume is a persona that is invincible. So if everybody says you're not drunk, but in fact you are drunk, and you're not invincible, when in fact you are invincible, then the fact becomes that you are literally working in an area what we call self-delusion. And she is very much in a world of her own. She's not nuts. She's not crazy. It's not any of that.
She's just disconnected in her own world.
Yeah, I mean, you have to remember, when you become a politician and you live in the Senate as she has, or you live in the White House, you live in a very isolated area. She hasn't, you know, the most basic thing, let's get it down to basics. They don't drive a car. Obama hasn't driven a car in 8 years. They don't go.
Sure, a huge extension of this is until just a few decades ago, the Queen of England had somebody wipe her butt. I mean, I'm not trying to be gross, but they had the groom of the stool. I mean, is that what you're getting at here?
Yeah, the point is they are no longer doing the ordinary things of ordinary day, that nobody's taking out Pampers for the kids. Nobody's staying up at night. Nobody has to take out the garbage. Nobody's cleaning up
Nobody's got to balance the checkbook. Nobody's got to get the dead possum out of the air conditioner.
Correct. So what happens, in effect, is you become this other person that's taken care of. And the more you're taken care of, the less you have a sense of strength within yourself and a greater sense of entitlement. And for her, anything she does is an entitlement. So she can be corrupt. I mean, when HSBC gave $81 million to the Clinton Foundation, Comey didn't think that was anything wrong. Comey didn't think that in any way he would be indicted for criminal activity.
Oh, yeah, you got cut off. We have to do 5 more minutes. We can do it. You got cut off, Bob Barker. We never came back to it.
Well, what you have
you were trying to explain how Comey was involved in why he's compromised?
Well, he's highly compromised, and the man has no integrity. Neither did Mueller when he was involved in 9/11. So who do you pick as the director of the FBI? From the very beginning, you had a man who was a cross-dresser, who was,
why don't we put General Flynn as the head of the FBI?
Well, you could, but he would probably throw out 80% of the FBI. He and I don't tolerate civilian inactivity and incompetency very well. Flynn works with the same way I do, the military. So when you have a civilian intelligence organization, they're not as good as in a military, as are the Defense Intelligence Agency with 20,000. But let's get back. I mean, he's highly compromised. Worked at Hogan and Hartson with Loretta Lynch.
Back in 70 seconds, we'll get into Comey and why he's compromised. Dr. Steve Pachinik in 5 more minutes. Then Anthony Gucciardi takes over. We got big specials running at InfoWarsStore.com that are about to end. 20% off on Living Defense and other products.
.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous...